To mark a century since 1915, Armenians around the world are commemorating their ancestors in a series of events this year. The Armenian Genocide Centennial Commemoration Committee have been meeting, organising and fundraising in the build-up to April the 24th, the day it is claimed massacres began. Garen Arivian sits on the UK committee set up in 2012.
We're a very long way from getting the UK government in accepting genocide as genocide because there aren't enough Armenians in the UK to have that lobbying clout, as it were. So realistically, we're hoping to raise awareness of the Armenian genocide.
Garen believes the support the community receive from high-profile British public figures helps keep the issue alive.
The fact that you have such high-level academics, intellectuals, lawyers like the Baroness Cox and MPs, Stephen Pound, Geoffrey Robertson QC, highlights the fact that the Armenian genocide issue is a very important and contemporary issue which must be dealt with.
Stephen Pound, MP for Ealing North, hosted a fundraising event in Westminster last year and hoped to travel to Armenia for the commemoration. Unfortunately, he won't be able to now because of the UK election.
It's going to be like 2 or 3 weeks before the election. None of us can undertake any political activity, and I'd much rather be in Nagorno-Karabakh than in Ealing.
Mr. Pound has long supported the Armenian community, who he believes deserve recognition.
The Armenians have just gone on with surviving, working and preserving the culture. I've never met a single Armenian yet, doesn't matter where they are, whether they're in Modesto, California, whether they're in South America, or whether they're in Lebanon, who doesn't still feel the double hurt of the genocide. One, the genocide against your blood, but the second, the double cruelty of refusal to actually acknowledge that it happened.